representatives are currently assisting other customers. Your call is important to us, so please hold for the next available representative. Thank you. This message will repeat in TTY tone.
This is Ponyboy, and you're listening to episode number 36 of Belcore Radio. This is going to be the last episode of season one. Yeah, as you guys probably know, we've been, you know, having our first season. It's been almost a year now. So, what we're going to do is, since CarolinaCon is coming up in just a few weeks, June 9th, I think it is, June 9th and 10th in Raleigh, North Carolina, so I'll see you guys there. We're going to end the season here and start burn some CDs and bring them up there and start giving them away. And then the next episode, we'll start our new season. We might take a week or two off. I don't know yet. But I thought it'd be cool, since this is our last episode and everything, to do some phone calls, because I know we haven't had a lot of phone calls in previous episodes. And the reason for that being that I recently started getting long-distance bills that were well into the ungodly expensive range because of all the phone calls that we were doing on the show at one point in time, as well as all the other shows that I'd been calling into on my landline. And, but I recently discovered, as most people did, that Skype is offering free Skype out for the rest of the year. So I thought, you know, what the hell? I'll do a show about phone calls, and I'll just call all these numbers with Skype. So I've got it recording through and everything, and it looks like it's coming through pretty good. So let's go ahead and get this thing started off. And actually, let me see. I think we might make this phoneswarm.com. It's looking like this is going to be our third Phone Swarm special as well. Ooh, it's another one with a webcam. Okay, we got a phone here at the Boardwalk in Ocean City, Maryland, and there is a webcam pointing on it. So if you want to check it out, if you get a chance, look at the website. It's their newest one up. So let's go ahead and try and give that one a call and see what we got. Hi, you're on radio.
I am?
Yes, you are. You're on Belcore Radio down here in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Are you, this is the Boardwalk payphone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you aware, have you been standing by the payphone for long?
No, actually, we just walked by and it rang.
Okay. There's a website online. I don't know if you're aware of this. It's called phoneswarm.com.
It's called what?
Phoneswarm.
And phoneswarm.com?
Yes, and what they do is they post the number for a payphone online, and then people from all around the world will call that payphone number, and this payphone is the number for the week. And actually, if you turn around and look behind you, there should be it looks what might be a palm tree or something similar. There's a webcam. Yes, there's a webcam pointing at you right now.
A webcam?
Yeah. I'm not sure what this thing is I'm seeing on the side here. There's some kind of brown object. It looks like a palm tree to me.
A brown object looks kind of like a palm tree?
Yeah, it's kind of hazy here, but I do know you're wearing a black shirt and jean shorts, so...
Yeah.
So, I'm just calling this payphone out of boredom, but, how's the weather in,
That's nice out.
It is.
Uh-huh.
I see. So, do you guys live in that area, or are you just up there vacationing or something?
Up here vacationing.
I see. Where are you guys from?
Winchester, Virginia.
Oh, from Virginia. I see.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. All right. Well, I'll let you guys continue on your walk. Sorry to bother you.
That's all right.
All right. Have a good day.
What is this for? Just a call?
It's just calling because we're bored.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Alright, that was kind of interesting. Let's see what else we got as far as numbers go here. Next up, this one is one I kind of like. It's just kind of a funny number. I was on a phone conference, me and Dexter Douglas, the host of Living in Sin Radio, which is a cool show. You should check it out. I think they're doing live streams on DDP Hack Radio on Mondays now at like 8. That's a little pimp if you didn't catch it. But it's really funny, when we found out that Skype was offering the free Skype out to the U.S. and Canada, I was like, I want to find some numbers in Canada to call. Because, I mean, I know a lot of phone freaks in Canada that are always like, hey, check out this number. And I'm like, I can't call Canada. I don't have the kind of money to call it on my landline, and my cell phone won't let me call internationally and all that good stuff. So, I was looking online trying to find Canadian numbers, and I came across this one, which is, it's actually an 800 number, but it's a hotel finder hotline or something, and we were just playing with it, and I came across part of it that really cracks me up, and you'll hear what I'm getting at here.
Mm-hmm. for calling Travel Reservation. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. If you would like to check rates or make a new reservation, please press 1. If you would like to book a vacation package, which includes air, car, and hotel, please press 2. To change an existing reservation, please press 3. To cancel or reconfirm an existing reservation, please press 4. If you are looking for a hotel phone number, please press 5. For all other inquiries, please press 6.
Now we're going to press 5.
Hi, I can find you the phone number of any of our hotels around the world. Let's get started. If the hotel you want is located in the United States, tell me the state. Otherwise, say continue.
Continue?
Okay. In which country is the hotel located?
Guam.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Nicaragua.
Got it. Nicaragua. If that's not right, say, go back. Please say the hotel's name, or just the chain.
Best Western.
All right.
Best Western Las Mercedes.
If that's wrong, say, go back. Here's the phone number for the...
Best Western Las Mercedes.
If you need some time to get a pen or some paper, say, hold on.
Hold on.
Sorry, could you repeat that? Here's the phone
hold
number.
Hold on.
When you're ready, say, go ahead to continue.
Okay, so this is the funny part I'm going to show you. When I tell him to go back, just I find his voice very funny. So give it a listen and see how it comes out for you. I'm ready.
When you're ready, say, go ahead to continue.
Go ahead. Go back.
Going back. Please say the hotel's name or just the chain.
Go back.
Going back. In which country is the hotel located?
Go back.
Going back is located in the United States. Tell me the state. Otherwise, say continue.
I don't know. I thought it was funny. You might not have, but, you know, that's going to be the last funny number we call for the show. The rest of them are just kind of interesting to me. But, so moving right along, this is actually one that we called a while back. Probably in one of our previous only phone calls episodes. But, you guys might remember it was the, I'll let you hear it, actually.
Central Office, to cancel the alarm notification, dial 285-9999. This will not correct what caused the alarm, and you still need to come to the Central Office to correct it. Thank you.
Okay, so if you didn't hear it, basically when you call that number, it says, and it cut a little bit off the beginning, but it says, you've reached the Franklin Central Office, or it says there's an alarm at the Franklin Central Office, and to cancel the alarm, it says to dial a specific number, which we're going to call in a second, and I didn't even think the first time we checked out this number, I didn't even think to call it, to call the secondary number, and I was just playing around the other day, and I was like, hey, it gives me a second number there, so I thought, why not call it and check it out, and this is what you get. And most of you should know that that is an extender, and I haven't had a chance to play with it yet, but I'm going to check it out. Maybe somebody else can check it out if they want to, and see if you can figure out a way, because generally with an extender, there is some form of way to dial through it. So if you can figure it out, that's cool. Go ahead with it. I'm not even sure what this number is. I didn't write down a description for this next one. But so let's just call it up and see what we got.
Welcome to the Bell South Voice Messaging System. Please enter the 10-digit number of the person you are calling. If you have a mailbox on this system...
it's not that cool. Okay, that's not that that interesting. It's just a voice messaging system. Here's another one that I think we called previously. This is the National Geographic Agency or something, their earthquake information number. Let's try calling that one up, see what we can do. Don't you just love that Audacity, or that Skype sound? Okay, so that was kind of cool, and I'm looking at the webcam here, and it's showing me that we have some people hanging around our payphone, and they just left. But there's a large crowd of people around, so let's give it a call and see what we can do. I see people walking past it here, so Sony's bound to stop soon. Or not. Let's try it again. We'll get somebody eventually, I swear. There's somebody right next to the phone. Up. I can see you right there. Pick up the phone. He's literally leaning against the phone. He's actually looking right at the webcam. Alright, we got another big group of people coming this way, though. Somebody else standing next to the payphone. I know they can hear it. Alright, I'm trying once more. I have to get somebody. All these people just left. The refresh rate on this webcam is so bad. There's a bunch of people right next to it now. Think anyone's gonna pick up? Thank you. Alright, I guess nobody wants to pick up the damn phone, so we're going to move right on. This next number here is the National Weather Service Local and Extended Forecast, and it's probably going to be kind of similar to the other one that we called a second ago. Let's see what we got.
Welcome to the National Weather Service, Baltimore, Washington Forecast Office. You may dial an extension at any time. Otherwise, please hold for a menu selection. For recorded forecasts, hydrology, climate data, or internet address, press 1. All media inquiries, press 2. For administrative staff, press 3. For engineering and technology staff, press 4. Voicemail message, press 5. Line. Press star to repeat this menu. One moment, please. For recorded forecast, hydrology.
Alright, that's not working out too well, so what we're going to do... I was trying to pass DTMF through the microphone, if you couldn't tell. So what we're going to do is we're going to call my cell phone first. Okay, so now that we got my cell phone on, now we'll call the number again. And we'll conference it in.
Welcome to NOAA, National Weather Service, Baltimore, Washington Forecast Office. You may dial an extension at any time. Otherwise, please hold for a menu selection. For recorded forecasts, hydrology, climate data, or internet address, press 1.
Let's try 1.
Media inquiries. For the local D.C. Baltimore forecast, press 1. For the marine forecast, press 2. For river information, press 3. Mountain forecast, 4. For the beach forecast, press 5. For the local climate data, 6. For the office internet address, press 7. Or press star to repeat this menu.
River levels this Thursday evening in the Potomac, the Shenandoah, and the Rappahannock basins are as follows. On the North Grand Potomac, the state of Kitsmiller is 2.7, Savage River, 0.9, Luke, 2.7, George's Creek at Western Port, 3.4, Pinto, 1.9, Wills Creek near Cumberland, 2.7, Cumberland, 3.1. On the South Branch Potomac, the state of Franklin is 2 feet, Petersburg, 3.9, Moorfield, 2 feet, Springfield, 2.2. In the Potomac Basin, about Harper's Ferry, Papaw, 4.9, Hancock, 3.7, Great Cacapon, 1.6, Fairview, 2.1, Martinsburg, 2.2, Sharpsburg, 2.5, in the Shenandoah Basin, Waynesboro, 2.6, Waynesboro, 2.6, Linwood, 2.6.
All right, that's enough of this crap.
2.8, Luray, 2.4, Strasburg.
Okay. Now what we're going to do is call that back. Okay, hang on, let's try that again. Alright, what we're going to do is we're going to call that back and invite to conference.
Thank you.
another option I want to check out. If it picks up. Which it doesn't look like it's going to. Cool. Doesn't look like that one's going to work. Alright, let me check the webcam here. It's looking like we might have somebody. Let's try that. Try the payphone once more. There's somebody right next to it. Hello. Well then. Alright, let's try that one more time. People, I know you're there.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Chris Tomlinson. I'm with Verizon Telecommunications. I was wondering if I could... I'm with Verizon Telecommunications. I was wondering if I could ask you to do me a favor. I'm with Verizon Telecommunications. We've been getting some reports of a lot of people calling this payphone recently, and I was wondering if I could get you to enter in a code that will block incoming calls from coming to the payphone. I guess not. Okay. Let's move on from there then. All right. I'm gonna get somebody on that one. All right. Before this episode's over, if it takes me all night. This next number is, I didn't go any very far into it, but it's called the Toyota Workplace Audit, some kind of survey line. So, let me dial into my tone dialer here. God, I love Skype.
We're sorry.
Whoa.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Oh, I dialed the wrong number. I misdialed my own cell phone number. There we go. All right. So now we just... put in our new phone number and conference.
Hello, Thank you for calling the Toyota Workplace Audit. This survey is an easy way for you to communicate your feelings about your work environment. You must be calling from a touch-tone phone to participate in this survey. Please press 1 to continue. Please enter your 6-digit Gallup access code by pressing the corresponding keys on your phone. Please enter your number now. The access code you entered is 0-3-1-3-3-3. If that number is correct, press 1. If that number is incorrect, press 0.
Let's make that correct.
Please verify your access code and call this phone number again. Goodbye.
All right. Let's try it one more time.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Toyota Workplace Audit. This survey is an easy way for you to communicate your feelings about your work environment. You must be calling from a touch-tone phone to participate in this survey. Please press 1 to continue. Please enter your 6-digit Gallup access code by pressing the corresponding keys on your phone. Please enter your number now. The access code you entered is 6-6-4-4-2-9. If that number is correct, press 1. If that number... Please verify your access code and call this phone number again. Goodbye.
That's not gonna work out. I tried to enter in, if you're paying attention to the numbers I entered there, it's OMG Hacks. But, I guess I'm not gonna be able to get through on that line, so let's go on to the next. This next number is the FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission hotline. And I think that I'm gonna need pass DTMF for this one. So, let's call the old tone dialer. Alright, the dialer has been called.
Federal Trade Commission Consumer Response Center. If you are calling about the announcement by the Department of Veterans Affairs concerning the loss of certain data, please press 7. If you are calling for information regarding the FTC's nationwide identity theft education campaign, Avoid ID Theft, Deter, Detect, Defend, please press 6. If you're calling for information about ordering a free annual credit report, or to hear information about state credit freeze laws, press 8 now.
For immediate access to educational material, to find out more about your rights as a consumer, to find out about FTC cases, or to file a complaint, you may go online to www.ftc.gov. For all other FTC business, please listen closely to the following.
I forgot to conference it in. Oops. Alright, let's try that again. Sorry about that, guys. But now I know what I want to do anyways, so. We're gonna do 6 for the, ID theft thing.
Consumer Response Center.
If you are calling about the announcement by the Department, the FTC's Identity Theft Consumer Education Kit is available to view or download immediately online. Visit our website at ftc.gov/IDtheft for your copy. If you are a consumer and would like to learn more about the FTC's nationwide identity theft education campaign, Avoid ID Theft, Deter, Detect, Defend, please press 1. If you are a victim advocate and would like this information,
to order publications, when prompted, please provide your mailing address, speak slowly, and spell out any unusual titles or names. at the tone, please state your first and last name.
Yeah, my name is Carl Malone.
At the tone, please state your street address. You will be prompted later for your city, state, and zip code.
600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
At the tone, please state your city.
Washington, D.C.
At the tone, please provide your state.
Washington, D.C.
At the tone, please state your zip code.
20580, BelcorRadio.net.
At the tone, please state your phone number, including area code.
0000123456.
Thank you for your order. Please expect receipt of materials within 10 business days.
All right, that was fun. Okay, let me close that out. Moving on here. Oh, if anybody wasn't aware, the address I gave them is the address for the FTC. So, chances are they'll catch it and, you know, won't send anything out, but hopefully they'll get a nice package from themselves. Alright. Moving on. I think we might have just called this at the beginning of the show. Let's check it out. Yeah, that was the number you heard, or the call you heard right at the beginning of the show. Let's try the payphone again. We got some people approaching the payphone. God, this refresh rate is terrible on this webcam. Excuse me? I see. Is this not the payphone?
Yeah, this is the payphone, buddy.
Okay, I'm Chris Tomlinson. I'm from Verizon Communications.
Huh?
And we've been receiving a lot of information that people have been calling this payphone like nonstop. And I'm trying to get in touch with somebody so we don't have to send somebody down there. Can I get you just enter in a code for me real quick on the keypad? It's 1337 pound. 1337 pound.
Okay, 1337 pound.
Yes.
Right now?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right, thanks. And that should take care of it. If not, you know, we'll see it here, so we'll try and get somebody out to take care of it.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot, man. That was funny. That's what I was going for the whole time. Okay, next number we got here is, I think Duel posted this up somewhere. It's I'm not sure what a stew is. It's STU, but it's a number where you can call to get your stew rekeyed. So let's check it out.
Currently attempting to rekey your terminal. If your rekey attempt fails, call from a phone next to the terminal you're trying to rekey. That's 1-800-635-5689. Thank you.
Okay, so that's what that does. And then if you heard, it does give you another number to call. And so we're going to try and call that one now and see what it does.
Thank you for calling the central facility. At all menus, press star to repeat or 9 to return to the previous menu. To clear a call KMC or CKO error message on your C3, select option 1 from the EKMS main menu. You are now at the EKMS main menu. For EKMS automated services such as C3 rekey, fastback, press 1. For modern or electronic keys such as C3 or FDM, press 2. For BMS call support, press 3. If your concern hasn't been addressed, press 4. You are now at the EKMS main menu.
Sorry, I forgot to call my cell phone.
Such as 2-3 rekey, fastback, press 1. For modern or electronic keys, such as 2-3 or FDMS, press 2. For DMS call support, press 3. If your turn hasn't been addressed, press 4.
Yikes. Yeah, that,
please?
That grainy sound you hear right there is, sometimes if you're on Skype and you're trying to pass DTMF, it'll scramble out for some reason. And I think probably if I call my cell phone first and then call the number, it should be okay. Alright, so I'm connected to the phone, to my phone. So let us call our number.
Thank you for calling the central facility. At all menus, press star to repeat or 9 to return to the previous menu. To clear a call KMC or CKO error message on your C3, select option 1 from the EKMS main menu. You are now at the EKMS main menu. For EKMS automated services such as C3 rekey, fastback, press 1. For modern or electronic keys such as C3 or SDNS, press 2. For DMS call support, press 3.
It's not letting me pass.
If your hasn't been addressed, press 4.
Well, it's not going to let me pass DTMF, so we can't really go much farther into that. Let's see what we're doing, how we're doing on time. I guess we got about enough time to call one more payphone, and one more number, and see what we can do here. And this is one we've definitely called previously, but I like it, so we're going to call it again. This is the pump station, and let's try one more time to see if we can't get my cell phone to pass DTMF on this damn thing. Alright, we're connected to the tone dialer. Now, let's do this. Alright.
Hello, this is 747-0631.
Yeah, it's scrambling DTMF again.
The temperature is 84 degrees. The electricity is on. No alarm exists. Listen for 15 seconds. Okay.
Have a good day. Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, that's, if you don't remember, that we called that on probably one of our first episodes. That's some pump station that, not sure what it is. It's some kind of sensophone system, I think is what it's called. But there's usually some kind of codes you can use to command it that I can't figure out what they are. But, I'm thinking that that is going to wrap it up for this episode of Belcore Radio. It's been a lovely season, everyone. And, I guess, thanks for joining us on our second annual Nothing But Phone Calls episode, and our third annual Phone Swarm special. Actually, I want to take a minute to give shouts to some people, to all the people who have really helped Belcore Radio, people who have sent in numbers. Big shout. I know he doesn't want me to give him props or anything, but actually, I won't say his name, but my Canadian connection, you know who you are, huge shouts. Big shouts to everyone who's been on the show, Mesa, Droops, DeBeeve, John, who else we had, Frolics with Scissors, Low-Tech Mystic, Ilanka, Spindrifter, Phone Swarm Tim. Thanks all of you guys for coming on the show. Thanks to anybody who sent anything in. Thanks Downer, who's given us a lot of content recently. And actually, I haven't seen him lately. So Downer, if you're listening to the show, get the fuck on IRC. Just a reminder, if you guys want to send us an email, it's belcoreradio@gmail.com. The website, of course, is belcoreradio.net. You can reach us via voicemail, hopefully. I haven't checked it lately. I hope it hasn't shut down. But give a call to 206-666-8281. And hopefully that'll still be up. And then, of course, you can catch us on AIM. If you can't tell, we have a lot of ways to get in touch. You can catch us on AIM. The screen name is Belcore Radio. And, of course, on IRC at irc.freenode.net. And the channel is #BCR. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys, so come hit us up. And that's going to wrap it up for the show. So until next time, as usual, keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun. This has been Ponyboy, and this has been an extremely special episode of Belcore Radio. Thanks for joining us, guys, and thanks for sticking with us through all this crap that we've been doing. And this right here, this is the end of File.